Om Sahana Bhavatu, Sahana Bhunaktu, Saha Viryam Karavavahai, Tejasvinavatitamastu Mavidvishavahai. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti.
Let's chant Yes Chanda Sa together.
Om Yas Chanda Sam Rishabho Vishvarupaha Chando Bhyo Dhyamripa Atsam Vabhuva Samendro Metaya Asprano Amritasya Devatarano Bhuyasam Shariram Me Vicharshanam Jehva Me Matimattama Karana Abhyam Puri Vishruvam Brahmana kosho simetaya pihitaha shrutam me gopaya avahanti vitanvana kurvana chiramatmanaha vasagumsi mamagavascha annapane cha sarvada tato me shriyamavaha lomasham pashubhissahaswaha Amayantu brahmacharina swaha Vimayantu brahmacharina swaha Pramayantu brahmacharina swaha Pramayantu brahmacharina swaha Shamayantu brahmacharina swaha Yashojane sani swaha Shreyandasya sosani swaha Tantva bhagat pravishani swaha Sama bhagat pravisha swaha Tasmin sahasprashake Nibagahan twayi mraje swaha Yathapa pravatayanti Yathamasa aharjaram Evam mam brahmacharinaha Tatarayanti sarvata swaha Prativesha si pramabhahi pramapadyasva.
So, let's do this together also.
Purbhuvasu varitiva etas tisro vyahritayaha Pasam uhasmaitam chaturthim Mahachamasya pravedayate Mahaiti tadbrahma sa atma Anga anyanya devataha Bhuritiva ayam lokaha Bhuva ityantariksham Suvaritya sau lokaha Mahaityadityaha Adityena vava sarve loka mahiyante Bhurati va agnihi Bhuva iti vayuhu Suvaritya adityah Maha iti chandrama aha Chandrama sa vava sarvani jyoti bhumshi mahiyante Bhurati varchah Bhuva iti samani Suvariti yaju gumshi maha iti brahma Brahmana vava sarve veda mahiyante Bhurati vai pranaha bhuva ityapanaha Suvariti vyanaha maha ityannam Annena vava sarve prana mahiyante Tava etas chatasras chaturdha chatasras chatasro vyahritayaha Tava, tayo veda saveda brahma sarve esmai deva balima vahanti.
Repeat after me this next part.
Saya esho om tar hridaya akashaha Saya esho om tar hridaya akashaha Tasmin nayam purusho manomayaha tasmin ayam purusho mano mayaha amrato hiranmayaha amrato hiranmayaha antarena taluke ya eshastana iva valambate ya eshastana iva valambate se indrayonihi yatra sauke shanto vivartate yatra sauke shanto vivartate vyapohya shirshakapale buritjagnau pratitishtati buritjagnau pratitishtati bhuva iti vayo suvaritya ditye maha iti brahmani apnoti swara ajam apnoti swara ajam apnoti manasaspatim apnoti manasaspatim vakpatis chakshishpatihi shrotra patir vijnana patihi etat tato bhavati akasha shariram brahma satyatma pranaramam mana anandam satyatma pranaramam mana anandam shanti samriddham shanti sorry shanti samriddham mamratam shanti samriddham mamratam that's a little hard shanti samriddham mamratam 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 yati prachina yogyo pa asva yati prachina yogyo pa asva. Okay, let's do this next paragraph. Repeat after me. Prithivyantariksham.
Prithivyantariksham.
Prithivyantariksham. If I break the sandhi, it's Prithivyantariksham. Prithivyantariksham. So that yakar is a long E plus an A. Prithivyantariksham. Prithivyantariksham. So Prithivyantariksham. Say, Prithivyantariksham. You okay, Emma?
Yeah, my printer is not good, so I have to look it up in the book. I have these streaks where I can't read.
Oh, I see.
What I printed out.
Do you mind using your book?
No.
Okay. Prithivyantariksham, then Jaur Disho. Jaur Disho.
Jaur Disho.
Vantara Dishaha.
Dhyaur
disho vantara dishaha. So if I break the sandhi, it's from prithivi. Prithivi means the earth. Prithivi, the earth. Antariksham. We've had this before in the section. Antariksham is the intervening space between the earth and the heavens. Oh. So prithivi, antariksham, then dyauhu. That repha there is visarga, dyauhu. Dyauhu means the heaven, swarga. So the earth, the intervening space, and dyauhu, the heavens. Then dishaha, dyauhu is the heavens, swarga. Then dishaha are the four quarters, north, south, east, west. The avantara, dishaha, in the nominative plural, Dishaha, or from dish, I think it's also in the plural dishaha, and then avantara dishaha, in intervening quarters, so like southwest, northeast, uh-huh. Right? So you've got the four quarters, the major quarters, north, south, east, west, and then the intermediary avantara, they come in between, the ones that come in between, so southwest, northeast, like that, okay? So now, when we get into really talking about this in translation, you'll see that we're dealing with with groups of five. So prithivi, one, antariksham, two, dyauhu, three, dishaha, the four quarters, and then the intermediate quarters. Those are five. Okay.
Are all of these going to be groups of five?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, that's interesting.
So these have to do with the whole cosmos, what is the different lokas, the different locations, the four quarters, you know, so the four quarters will spread out the whole cosmos, and then the intermediate quarters, and then, right, and then you look at the earth, the intermediate space, and the heavens. So everything is included there in the virat, the physical universe, right, the manifest universe. Okay, so now, next group of five. So repeat after me. Agnir, Vayur, Adityah, Chandrama. Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, Adityas, Chandrama, Nakshatrani. Okay. So if I break the sandhi, Agnihi. Repeat after me. Agnir is Agnihi.
Agnihi.
Vayuhu.
Vayuhu.
Adityaha.
Adityaha.
Chandramaha.
Chandramaha.
Nakshatrani.
Nakshatrani.
These are the five luminaries. Agnihi is fire. Suppose Vayu is wind. They talk about it as the five luminaries. I don't know why Vayu isn't it. Agnihi is fire. The five deities.
Do you need oxygen to make fire?
Maybe, but it's also these are also the devatas. In another part, they talk about the luminaries, but these are also the five devatas. Okay, the first are the anyway. Let's go through this. So Agni is fire. Mm-hmm. Vayuhu is wind. Mm-hmm. Adityaha is the sun. Chandramaha is the moon, and Nakshatrani are the stars. Okay. Ready to see it? Mm-hmm. So, Agnir Vayu Radityaha Chandramaha Nakshatrani. We'll do two and a half lines, one section, then we'll chant it, and then we'll do the next section. Next one. Apa. Oshadhyo.
Oshadhyo.
Vanaspatiya.
Vanaspatiya.
Akasha.
Akasha.
Atma.
Atma.
Apaha, with a sandhi. Apaha is water. Apaha. Oshadayaha, from oshadiya, the herbs. Oshadi, the oshadayaha. Oshadi means herbs. Plants. Oshadayaha. Vanaspatayaha are the trees. I tried to, Shankara doesn't comment on this word. I tried to look it up in various dictionaries. And so I can't find the etymology of the word, so I'm going to tell you what I think it is. I have to ask Swamiji. But all Swamiji says are, in his commentary for it also, he doesn't do the etymology for it. But he just says the foliage in the forest. But what I thought it might be, since in the other translations they just translated as tree, the word vanam means forest. Here it's vanas. You know, I don't know where that sakara comes from. It could just be chandas, which means it could just be Vedic. But patiyaha means lord. The lords of the forest are the trees. So I'm wondering if that's what it means. Isn't that nice? Because pati means lord or master. So vanaspatiyaha is in the plural, so it means the translation is trees, right? But if I were to get into the etymology, I think it means lords of the forest.
Perfect sense.
Yeah, doesn't it? Yeah. Really beautiful. But There's a few problems. I can't find that etymology anywhere, and I don't know why that sakara is there, vanas, because vanam is actually neuter. So where does the sakara come from? I don't know. It could be just chanda. So I'll find out, because I was thinking, that's so beautiful if that's what it is.
Where is Swami Pradishan?
He might, but it would, somebody would have to, it's the type of thing that he won't just know it. Somebody has to have taught him.
He would have told him.
Yeah. So somebody will know. But it's not in any of the books. I've really looked for it. So anyway, I've got the water, the herbs, the trees. Akashaha is space. And Atma here is not Brahman, it's not the Satchitananda, it's the Atma of all of these things, it's Virat. Virat is the name for Hiranyagarbha or Ishwara, the self, in reference to the manifest creation. So this, if we do the Mandukya, and this is, Shankara says this in the Bhasha, so it is Virat. But let me just explain. If we look, say that we take the Mandukya Upanishad, that is an analysis of the Omkara, the A stands for this whole manifest creation, and the self of the manifest creation, the Ishwara, in reference to the manifest creation, is Virat. And so here we're talking about the Atma, the self of the manifest creation. Like, say, if we say the self in reference to the physical body, that's the Jiva, right? The Atma, from the standpoint of these Upadis, we call the Jiva, if you take into account the Upadis. If we look at Ishwara, the self of the whole manifest creation, that's Ishwara. If we the whole entire creation, the whole Maya Upadi. If we look at Atma in reference to the manifest creation, that's Virat. If called, that's the name, Virat. If we look at Brahman or Atma in reference to the whole subtle creation, that's Hiranyagarbha. Okay. Yeah. And this is a whole Upanishad, the whole Mandukya unfolds this. We should do the Mandukya soon.
Wow,
yeah. Yeah, it's beautiful. Maybe after we, we'll see.
Wait till I come back. After we will so that's that.
So the Virat,
yeah.
Then Hiranyagarbha,
yeah.
And then Ishwara. Ishwara is the Atma with the Maya Upadi. So Ishwara includes the everything. The whole Maya Upadi is Ishwara. But then if we look at the subtle manifestation, that's Hiranyagarbha. If we look at the physical manifestation, that's Virat.
So that's the same Virat root that Krishna had shown.
Yeah.
So that's the physical form.
The whole manifestation of the creation, looked at from the physical standpoint. From all of the subtle laws is Hiranyagarbha. From the whole creation is Ishwara. Then if we were to look at, just extraneous knowledge here, if we were to look at the Jiva aspect of the Virat, it's called Vishwa. That's the name. So this body would be the Vishwa. The waking state is the Vishwa, right? From the standpoint of the Jiva. Taijasa means that which is luminous, is the dream state. And that's the counterpart of Hiranyagarbha, right? Then Prajna is the dream, is the deep sleep state.
Just too fast.
Well, it's extraneous information, but maybe I'll...
It'll be on the recording.
On the vocabulary.
Yeah, I'll put it on our vocabulary. Okay, so I'll just repeat for now.
Okay.
If I look, Taijasa is the dream state, and then...
No, Taijasa, you said...
Taijasa is the dream state. From the standpoint of the individual, the Sukshma Sharira, the dream state. The Vishwa, from the standpoint of the individual, is the waking state. Taijasa, the dream state. And that's has the counterpart of Ishwara as Hiranyagarbha. Taijasa, Hiranyagarbha. Vishwa, Virat. Right? Physical creation. The waking state. The individual is Vishwa. And the name of Ishwara is Virat. Virat, Ishwara's body.
But we're still talking about the self in reference to...
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So if I talk about the conscious being in reference to the physical body, we call that Vishwa. The conscious being in reference to the manifest creation, physical creation, we call that Virat. Mm-hmm. The conscious being in reference to the subtle creation, the dream state, for instance, and whatever the dream state includes... The dream state actually includes all experience that is not born of sense perception, I mean, that is not being generated at the moment from sense perception. So, for instance, my daydreams, my imaginations, my intellections that are not being generated at the moment by sense perception. So we could say the dream state, which includes all of these things. Okay, that's called Vishwa. So the conscious being in reference to that upadi is Vishwa. The conscious being in reference to the deep sleep state is called Prajna. Okay, that's for the jiva. But for Ishvara, the conscious being Brahman, in reference to the manifest physical creation, is called Virat. The conscious being, in reference to the subtle creation that hasn't gone through the Panchikarana, is called Panchikarana becoming fivefold. Is called Hiranyagarbha. And then, just the conscious being Brahman plus the Maya Upadhi itself is Ishvara. Okay? So that in the Mandukya, they don't even name that one for Ishvara. Everything else has a name. It's because Ishvara is the whole, right? The Maya Upadhi. So here, this, what we're doing, is an upasana. Right? And it's an upasana which is, in a sense, as Shankara talks about it, in a sense, it's an easier upasana to do because we're not dealing with subtle thoughts or concepts. We're dealing with things that are actually very well known to you. Like if I ask you to think of the earth, that's not a subtle concept. Earth is earth, right? If I say the earth, in India this would be well known, the earth, the antariksha is the intervening space, yahu is the heavens, okay, you can visualize that. You can easily visualize the four quarters, right? You can easily visualize the intermediary quarters. So that's the first visualization, right? So in your mind you go from, you just see that whole thing, you have that. Then the next visualization is you visualize, and these are also well known to you, Agni, the fire. So you visualize fire. Then you visualize wind. Then you visualize the sun. So that itself, you've got the fire is going to be traveling on the ground, right? On this loka. Then you've got the wind which strokes the fire. Then you've got the sun. You've got the fire and the sun. There's a relationship with the intervening wind. Okay? Okay, then you have the Aditya, then you have the moon, visualize that, and then you visualize all of the stars. So you've seen all of this luminaries with the wind in between it all. Okay, those are also considered devatas, but we'll get into that. Okay?
So this last group, the first group we called sort of the universe. The second group was the luminaries or the devatas. What's the sort of generic name of this third?
The third group is the bhutas, the like the elementals.
But in the third group, Atma does refer to Virat, and that Virat encompasses all those preceding three groups, right?
Yes, it does. That's right. So as we'll see, but there's three groups of five, and so in the Bhasha, not in here. But in the Bhasha, Shankara breaks it down into these three groups. So let's look at this last one. So we've got Apaha, water, Oshadayaha, the herbs, Nanata, fur like Hari, Oshadayaha, Vanaspatiyaha, from Patiyaha like Hari, a plural, Nanata plural, Akashaha, space, Atma, self, which you make a note, it's Virat, the self in reference to the whole creation, manifest creation. So if you read all of these things, these are all things, all descriptive of the manifest creation, physical creation, of course including the intervening space and the jhaloka, but it's still the manifest creation which people live in and experience through their sense organs. Okay, and the Atma of that manifest creation is Virat. So the conscious being in reference to the manifest creation. Okay. Iti, so let's look at this next one. Iti ityadhi bhutam. Ityadhi bhutam. Bhutam. Ityadhi bhutam.
Ityadhi
bhutam. You say it, Kiki, because for the aspiration.
Ityadhi bhutam.
See, it's a little bit hard for us that di, bhu, and the. To keep the third ta unaspirate is a challenge. Okay? Ityadhi bhutam.
Ityadhi bhutam.
Ityadhi bhutam. Iti adhi adhibhutam.
Iti adhi.
Okay, so what this says, iti thus adhibhutam. Adhibhutam, like adhidaiva, adhibhautika. This is concerning the that which is the adhibhutam, the manifest creation, all the physical creation. Next we're going to go into the what pertains to the jiva, the adhyatmam. Okay?
And so the bhutam, is that like bhulok?
Yeah, if all of the manifest creation, the physical creation.
So thus regarding or concerning manifest creation.
Yeah, the physical creation. The thing I want you to note here is that this particular upasana, it's in a way, it's on a lesser, they say lesser level, but what they mean is easier level. Like if these previous ones were harder to do, this should be easier. Because, and the Upanishad goes like that, it starts with things that may be a little bit more difficult, and then if the student says, I don't know, I can't do that one, what about this one then? What about this one? And it makes it, gives different levels. This one is very user-friendly. because everything is known. Right? All of the words are known easily. They're all of our experience. Let's try chanting this first part. Let me chant it a little bit and so that I can get the right... Prithivyantariksham jaurdisho vantaratishaha. Prithivyantariksham jaurdisho vantaratishaha. Okay. Prithivyantariksham. Prithivyantariksham. Prithivyantariksham.
Prithivyantariksham.
Prithivyantariksham.
Prithivyantariksham.
Prithivyantariksham.
Prithivyantariksham.
You know, what I keep always reminding myself to do, and my teachers have always reminded all of us to do, is try to over-enunciate. In Sanskrit, you need to really over-enunciate by moving your mouth, moving your jaws, you know, opening your mouth. They'll always say, open your mouth, open your mouth. Enunciate your words. But honestly, if you try to do that, it helps. And if you ever watch like Vaghishananda, he over-enunciates. He's not over-enunciating. He's very conscious about the sthana. The sthana means where the sound is actually formed. And so when he practices, he consciously makes each sound in the proper sthana. And for that, you have to open your mouth. When we're just talking, we don't open our mouth, it just comes out. You know? So you have to, so try that and you'll see a difference, even though it might feel a little strange. You can hear the more clarity. Prithivyantariksham.
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 Dhyaurdisho vantaradishaha.
Dhyaurdisho vantaradishaha.
Dhyaurdisho.
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 Vantaradishaha.
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 Dhyaurdisho vantaradishaha.
Dhyaurdisho vantaradishaha.
Dhyaurdisho vantaradishaha.
Dhyaurdisho vantaradishaha.
Prithivyantariksham. 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 Dhyaurdisho vantaradishaha.
Agnirvayu. Agnirvayur.
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 Aditya.
Aditya.
Agnir Vayur Aditya. Agnir Vayur Aditya. Agnir Vayur Aditya. Agnir Vayur Aditya. Agnir Vayur Aditya. Agnir Vayur Aditya. Agnir Vayur Aditya Chita Chandrama.
Agnir Vayur Aditya Chandrama.
Adityaschandrama,
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 Agnirvayuradityaschandrama,
Agnirvayuradityaschandrama,
Nakshatrani,
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 Agnir Vayur Adityas Chandrama Nakshatrani.
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 Apa Oshadayo.
Apa Oshadayo.
Apa Oshadayo.
Apa Oshadayo.
Vanaspataya.
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 Akasha Atma.
Akasha Atma.
Akasha Atma.
Akasha Atma.
Apa Oshadayo Vanaspataya.
Apa Oshadayo Vanaspataya.
Akasha Atma.
Akasha Atma.
Apa Oshadayo Vanaspataya. Akasha Atma.
Apa Oshadayo Vanaspataya. Akasha Atma.
Apa Oshadayo Vanaspataya 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 Akasha Atma.
Ityadhibhutam.
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 Athadhyatmam.
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 Let's do just another line here, and then I think we'll move
there
on.
Is atha,
atha, atha.
This is
okay. We're going to start now.
Oh, okay.
Atha. Adhyatmam. Adhyatmam. Because we did adhibhutam, now it's adhyatmam. Adhyatmam. So atha now means after we, since we've done this, now. So atha now. Adhyatmam. That which is that has for its locus, adi means it's located on. It has for its locus the atma. Here the atma is not the brahmatma. The atma is the jiva. The ajnani atma means who you take to be the self. The body, the mind, the sense organs, the upadhi. The upadhi. So the atma just means the jiva. Okay? Because now we've looked at virat, right? So now we're going to look at Vishwa, which is just the jiva that's part and part of Virat.
Doesn't Vishwa also mean the world?
Mm-hmm.
It's the same.
Yes, yeah, the same word. Yeah, same, yeah. Same word. Okay. This is so neat. Ready?
Sorry, I have one more question.
Yeah.
Atha is different from Ataha.
There's no ataha, there's tataha. Attaha with an aspirate. Attaha with an aspirate is therefore.
Okay.
This is atta. Means now, hereafter. Atta actually has a lot of meanings. The most common meaning is now, after we've done this, now this. Okay. So we've done the virat. Now we're going to do the jiva, the vishwa. So they're not using the word vishwa here. Okay. Using just atma. But in the context, you see what they're referring to. And so the atma here is not the satchidananda. It's the atma, it's the upadhi. Right. So let's look at the words they have. Prano.
Prano.
Vyano.
Vyano.
Apana.
Apana.
Udana.
Udana.
Samanaha.
Samanaha.
Pranaha.
Vyanaha.
Vyanaha.
Apanaha.
Udanaha.
Udana.
Samanaha.
Samanaha.
Prana is the is the outgoing breath, pranaha. These are the five pranas. Right? The pranamaya kosha, the five pranas. The outgoing breath. The jnana is the, that's what distributes the circulatory system.
Do we sometimes say respiratory system for this?
No.
It's only outgoing breath.
Oh, you mean somebody translates it as, they usually translate it as vital force. Respiratory system would be prana apana. Somebody might translate prana apana like that, the ingoing and outgoing breath. But the, all five of them together are usually translated, the pranas all together is called prana. At least, even though prana is one aspect of the prana. The prana breaks into five aspects, and prana being one of them. So prana can either stand as the collective for the vital force, or it can stand for the prana is the outgoing breath, the apana is the ingoing. I always have to... I can't tell you how many times I've referred to this, but I always have to look up Vyana and Samana because I get them confused. I just want to make sure that.
So this isn't going to.
Go ahead.
Sorry, this isn't going to match with the respiratory system, the circulatory system, the digestive system, the excretory system.
That's right.
This isn't a match to that.
No. It's not like Westernness. It's
no, because there's other places where that
it
is a match.
Match. Let's
right,
go
there
through.
There is a place where this is a match to this.
Yeah, look, this is a match. This matches the vital force, the pranamaya kosha, prana,
right,
apana,
right.
Yeah. Let's go through all of them, then ask me again.
Okay.
Prana is the outgoing breath. Jnana is the circulatory system. Apana is the incoming breath. Mm-hmm. Udana is the peristaltic movement. It's also, the udana is like regurgitation, peristalt throwing up, that type of thing, but it's also that which ejects the soul out of the
ejection.
Body. Yeah. Udana. Samana is the digestive.
Mm-hmm.
Sama means making everything the same, so all of the food comes in and then it's digested. That's samanaha. So these five together are called the five pranas, the pranamaya kosha. And then when you break down the prana, the five pranas, it's prana, apana, right? Vyana, samana, udana. You are talking about the karmendriyas, which the karmendriyas have to do with speech, vak, grasping, walking, and excretory system and sexuality. Those are the karmendriyas.
Okay, I've got something wrong. I'll talk about it. I'll show you.
Okay.
Next up.
That's okay. Let me just to go through this quickly. We've got the jnanendriyas. You make a note, Penny, I'll put these on the...
Oh, thank you.
The jnanendriyas are the organs of knowledge. Those are the five sense organs. You know, sight, hearing, touch, five sense organs, jnanendriyas. Karmendriyas are the organs of action. That has to do with speech, hands, feet, evacuation, sexuality. Then we have the five pranas. Okay, the five pranas are this, prana, apana, that we've just gone through. Those are the five, that's the vital force. right, which is different than the jnanendriyas and the karmendriyas. The vital force is different than the sense organs and the organs of action. The vital force is what enlivens the body, what allows for the circulation, digestion, in and out, going, the breathing, the respiratory, right, and peristaltic movement. This is what the energy that vitalizes the body. It's called vital force, the prana. And so that's what they're starting with here. So we've got pranaha, vyanaha, apanaha, udanaha, samanaha. Okay, that's the five pranas. Now they go to the next one, are the sense organs. Chakshus, chakshush, shrotram, mano, vak, tvak. Chakshush, chakshuhu, shrotram, manaha, actually manas, vak, tvak. You can see they're making, it's not the, they don't do everything, but this is how they, Shankara and Swamiji explained it in his Vasha. Chakshus is eyes, shrotram ears, manas mind, vak speech, bringing in the karmendriya, vak speech, tvak skin, sense of touch, I'm sorry, sense of touch. It's also, we'll see what, okay. So chakshus, shrotram, manas, vak, tvak. So this is a group of five.
Does manas go to mano?
Yeah, manas goes to manaha, and then manaha goes to mano. So chakshus, eyes, shrotram, ears, manas, mind, vak, speech, tvak, sense of touch. They leave out the sense of smell, and they put in speech and mind. But remember, for whatever reason, the thing is you can't have, if you're having sense perception, you need the mind. They've chosen to put vak in here. But remember, it's an upasana. So what they're asking you to do is take these five things and visualize them in reference to the jiva upadhi. Yeah. They're trying to paint a picture, give you all of the elements of the jiva in groups of five. And so the thing for you to do is to actually do it, to take these and visualize it. Okay. Let's do one more line and then we'll stop with this. So, charma.
Charma.
Magum sagas.
Magum sagas.
This is going to be a little... If I were to give you the actual words, it's charma and then mamsam. So there's a Vedic sandhi here. Charma. Charma means skin. Mamsam means flesh. Skin, charma is skin. Mamsa is flesh. Snavaha, snava, is muscle. Asti is bone. Majja, from majjan, is marrow. So you have the skin, the flesh, the muscle and tendons for snavaha, asti bone, majja marrow. So they're getting into the physical. They did the sense organs, they did the prana, they did the sense organs and with the vak and the mind, and now they're doing the physical body, the physical body.
What's the difference between skin and flesh?
I don't know. This means like just the actual outer layer. And then you have, maybe it's, you could say, like tissue.
Meat.
Because it's a good question, because say if you say mamsam as tissue,
yeah,
and then you have the muscle and the sinews, you know?
Okay.
The tendons, or snavaha, asti bone, majja marrow. So this is the jiva upadhi. Let's just chant these two lines, and then we'll do the next two lines later, next week. Atadhyatmam, 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 Prano, Prano, Vyano, Prano, Vyano, Prano, Vyano, Pana, Pana, Prano, Vyano, Pana, Prano, Vyano, Pana, Prano, Vyano, Pana, Prano, Vyano, Pana, Udana, Samanaha, Udana, Samanaha, Udana, Samanaha, Udana, Samanaha, Prano, Vyano, Pana, 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 Udana, Samanaha, Chakshushrotram, 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 Manovakpaka, Manovakpaka, Chakshushrotram, Manovakpaka, Chakshushrotram, Manovakpaka, Chakshushrotram, Manovakpaka, Chakshushrotram, Manovakpaka, Charmamagunsa, 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 Snavasti Majja, Snavasti Majja, Charmamagunsa, Snavasti Majja, Charmamagunsa, Snavasti Majja, Charmamagunsa, Snavasti Majja, Charmamagunsa, Snavasti Majja, Charmamagum Saggas, Charmamagum Saggas, Charmamagum Saggas, Snavasti Majja, Snavasti Majja, Charmamagum Saggas, Snavasti Majja, Charmamagum Saggas, Snavasti Majja, Snavasti Majja, Snavasti Majja, Charmamagum Saggas, Snavasti Majja, Charmamagum Saggas, Snavasti Majja. You have to come up with a Saggas. Charmamagum Saggas, Saggas, Snavasti Majja, Charmamagum Saggas, Snavasti Majja, Charmamagum Saggas, Snavasti Majja, Charmamagum Saggas, Snavasti Majja. Okay, let's stop there and you can practice with Swami Vajishananda on this. Okay?
Let's take a break.